This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. But we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this.
I did not declare 25 Cuban cigars at customs yesterday afternoon, but it wasn't my fault.
Okay.
All right. So just coming clean. I had my box of Cuban cigars, which you can buy in Costa Rica. Go up to customs. Tells my wife, do you have any tobacco items, any alcohol, any whatever? You know, they always ask. She said, nope. He looked at me, said, you're good. So I had them in my bag. I went through the whole thing, the facial recognition that they do now and all that. And so he asked her if she had any. She did not have them. I had them in my bag.
What were you going to say?
If he asked me, I was going to say, yeah, I've got a couple of Cuban cigars. Well, I actually had 25. But so that's not bad, is it?
So you're a smuggler?
No, that's not bad, is it? He didn't ask me. He asked her.
You're a drug mule.
I'm a mule, Figgy? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Figgy?
Nah, they ain't asked me.
They didn't ask me?
They asked her. I ain't
going
to tell.
Yeah, I'm not going to just offer up that they dig into my bag for some Cuban cigar.
That's all good.
They're delicious, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
With it at all. How much does cost you each?
I got them on the street in Jaco, Costa Rica, so it was a little cheaper.
They fake?
No, they're not. They're not. No,
they stepped on.
I've smoked them.
They stepped on.
No, yeah, they're not. I've already
those
smoked.
Cigs you got are stepped on, dog.
I've already had.
They black and mild.
No, they are not black and mild.
Whack and mild.
They are not black and mild. They are delicious Cohibas from Cuba. Watch this.
So I went to the vet this week. Dog ended up in the hospital.
I heard she about ate that,
a, so we came home. We saw a big ass string of carpet gone. We just figured the vacuum maybe got it or something like that. Didn't think much of it. During the whole time, the dog started acting not like itself. It wasn't eating. It was throwing up. It was sad. All that. Took it to the vet. Took it back. Figured out that it had eaten something, and sure enough, it was the big-ass string. It wrapped around the esophagus, to the stomach, to the tongue. We're treating the dog for pneumonia now, but she's starting to become a little bit normal. Here's my confession, though. We went and visited the dog a few times during this week-long-ish hospital stay, and as we were in the wait, we were in the room where they bring the dog to visit. We started realizing that the dog was going to be okay. She was going to be better. She was a little bit lethargic. She had a cut on her belly and all that. And we were kind of happy about the good news that we were given.
Yeah.
And the baby was in a good mood as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
But as I went outside to use the restroom, I walked out, and it was a crowded pet hospital, and it didn't seem like the people in there had as much luck as we had. It seemed like there was probably some goodbye to some pets and all that type of stuff. So when I went back in the room, I told the wife, I said, hey, you gotta act upset when you walk out of here. You can't be walking out of here smiling. Because these people are upset. So you gotta, so I told her, we gotta get the baby to quit laughing and stuff and give it the pacifier. And when we walk through here to the car, you gotta act upset.
Act like
too.
You lost your dog?
But you gotta act upset so that you're not sitting here gloating as these people are losing their dogs. But that's what I said, and she thought it was the stupidest thing ever.
It is.
And and I might have taken it a step further, because even as soon as I walked
crying?
Out. I sniffled like
a
couple times, like as I was walking by, I sniffled too much. And she said that I was taking it too far and that I should have just walked out and been my normal self.
Well, you should have.
But these people were upset. They were there with their pets and they were concerned.
Like they were putting down some of these pets.
Yes. I don't know. They didn't look happy. So I felt guilty for being happy. So I told the wife to stop being happy. I told the baby to stop being happy. And then once we got out, we could get back to being happy and normal. But I thought that the walk out of the waiting room at least required
sad energy.
So you're actually
trying to be considerate, but that's dishonest. That's
I'm just trying not to.
People want a happy ending at the pet,
but they're
vet.
Not getting it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit there and act like I'm just on my merry way.
I've been on both those ends of that. I've been with the dog that's gone down and the dog that you end up getting good news. But no, man, I'm with your wife on this one. But good news all around, because that could have killed you. That could have killed Pacey.
I was like, yeah, she would have died.
Yeah, she would have died.
2 days. I was like. I did like the head nod to the lady.
Thank you.
I did the head nod to the two ladies.
Wish it would have ended up better. But
there were two ladies sitting there. I was like, how you doing, ma'am?
Got to the car. Woo!
Woo, baby. Dodge the bullet.
Shoot, I didn't even get to the car. The door shut. The door shut.
Dodge the bullet with that one.
So what's for dinner? These are my
confessions. I feel like my nose looks really bad and gross.
Yeah, it's bad.
Figgy?
It's nasty.
Let me look right at the camera at YouTube.
Pretty
and quit.
Gross.
I debated this morning, should I put a Band-Aid on there and just kind of keep it from looking worse? But you got to have the air on it, man. You got to have it scab up. I was up in the, I'm not that guy that's going to end up talking about his vacation all the time, but if you've seen my gross-looking nose on YouTube and Twitch, there's a reason for it. We went up in 4 hours on ATVs up the mountain above the Costa Rican jungle, into the jungle. And the goggles for 4 hours.
What, you want to do a vacation segment next?
I said I'm not that guy.
Damn.
But if you're looking at my nose, that's the reason why. The goggles just kept hitting and wearing it out. I'll wear a Band-Aid tomorrow if it doesn't look any better. I feel like everybody's looking at my nose.
Get a small Band-Aid. Like just right
just
there,
cover right here.
Yeah, just a little small one.
I should have done it today.
Done like that, yeah.
Hey, one more confession since we're on the topic of where I was last week.
Are we?
Yeah. Okay. Watch this. I brought us there. There's one thing about Costa Rica that you would absolutely love.
What's that?
They don't do daylight savings.
Well, they shouldn't.
They don't do daylight. They're right on the equator. So it gets light at 5 a.m., dark at 5:15.
They shouldn't.
And they never change. No daylight savings. It's awesome. Like, it is awesome. 5 a.m., it's light outside. And they're basically with us. They're in, you know, they're obviously in Central America, but they're on the equator. So it gets pretty bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This might be controversial, but this is just kind of the way I feel. I know that this is draft season. I know that during the Super Bowl and draft and football season and events like this, many people partake in snacks, chips, dips, grill, all that. It's one of the great things that accompany football. But there's a dip that I think just gets too much A-list treatment that I don't think belongs on the A-list, and I don't think it belongs to be as frequently seen as it is. Spinach artichoke dip, like, what are we doing?
Like, I like it.
I mean, really, though, does it really have to be like the third dip? Like, it's like queso, salsa, spinach artichoke dip?
I wouldn't put it third. Like,
what are we doing?
No, I wouldn't put it third.
Come on. Get that off the damn appetizer. It's on like 75% of appetizer menus. There's no way that that's valid. Get it off.
I have a theory on that. I think
crap out of here.
I think people think it's cool to eat. Oh, it's spinach artichoke. Oh, artichokes.
I think
artichokes,
that's what
it
is.
Hey, now we're getting fancy.
But what?
Give me good old-fashioned white trash French onion over that.
All day.
All day long.
You're telling me that French onion dip or sour cream dip or something wouldn't be more popular than spinach artichoke?
But it's not like, as what cool are we doing? It's not as cool to say. And I mean,
how tired of it do you get? Do you really eat a whole thing of spinach artichoke?
No,
it's like three chips.
And you have
to
put it on crackers, not chips.
And you're done.
Right?
And because the chip will crack. I just don't get the spinach artichoke.
To be fair,
dip type of thing.
I like it. It's not top three.
I eat some and somebody else get it.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for it.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't put it in my top three by any
stretch. It's way too soon. Mm-hmm. Way too soon. Yeah. Watch this. Some places have it and don't even have queso.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel bad about this, but I'm not going to change my mind. I think the Astros are done. I think it's incredibly early, man, but they're done because there's no way out of this. Like, the pitchers they have are not going to miraculously get better. Verlander's going to be okay. Fromber, maybe, maybe not. The farm system, the prospects they have near the majors, there's none. We had a Forrest Whitley signing while I was gone, man.
Forrest Chump.
I mean, I was like, what's going on here? And they're not going to go over the luxury, spend more on the luxury tax. Like, I normally am the guy that says, oh, no. You got to wait till Memorial Day, then July 4th, and All-Star break, and then Labor Day. Those are your points in time. Nah, man. I really feel they're done. Like, they're done. Like, it ain't going to get better because there's nowhere for it.
Division's not good, though.
That's the only thing. And I could be
wild card is a far-fetched thought.
Yes.
Just based on what we thought and what we see right now.
If you're saying it's early, where are they going to get better? How
health,
are they going
health.
To get better? It's a big ask.
Health. Well, I mean, even just Fromber and Verlander naturally make you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right? Hunter Brown, man. Yeah.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, what's going on with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Done? Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm $100 poor at least a couple times a year now. I am in on the Ryan Garcia is saving boxing train. So from now on, whenever that dude is fighting, I will buy the pay-per-view. It's very nice to be here. I very much look forward to perhaps being back in on boxing. I feel like this guy's the face of boxing. I feel like he's entertaining, and I feel like he could save boxing. And it was cool to see CJ Stroud and a lot of the Texans embrace the party. Speaking of the party, that's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop. There's something that needs to be embraced, and it could come at not one, but two parties this week. We'll talk about it next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.